Calling all detectives. When some friends decided to give a dinner in my honor, the uninvited guest was death. That is the situation on this page from my casebook. The casebook of Jerry Browning, private detective. A private detective like me, Jerry Browning, needs friends. But he shouldn't overdo it. I sat at the head of the table and felt kind of moist-eyed as I looked at the people ranged on both sides. At my right was Lieutenant Dawson of Homicide. On my left, John Cooley, head of the Investigations Department of Consolidated Insurance. Beyond them, Wilbur Norris, vice president of the Great Valley Railroad, and Louie, an ex-burglar who now owned Hamburger Heaven, sat opposite each other. There were 20-odd other people at the long table, including police officials and ex-police characters. Why? Because the boys were celebrating my birthday and my 10th anniversary as a private detective. It was a fine party. The chatter around the table quieted as Art Kuchin got uncertainly to his feet. At one time, Art had been a rough character, but he'd done his time and come to his senses. Now he was making an honest living as a bouncer in a taxi dance hall. He grinned at me, held a glass of red wine aloft.
Want to propose a toast? Greatest little private eye in the business. If there's gotta be cops, why ain't they all like Jerry Browning? Many happy returns of the day.
Kuchin drained his wine glass, waved it in the air, and crashed it to the floor. Louis glared along the table at him.
Listen, you dope, you don't break wine glasses less than the guy you're drinking to is croaked.
Art didn't answer. Just stood swaying a moment, then... When we got to him, Art Kuchin was dead. He drunk a farewell toast to himself. At a dinner given in my honor, an ex-convict drank a toast and fell over dead.
Lock the doors. Nobody leaves this room.
I got up on a chair. Take it easy, everybody. Art Kuchin probably had a heart attack. It's tough, but no reason for anybody else to get panicked. Doc Gilliland, the medical examiner, left Kuchin's body, beckoned to Dawson and me. This is a poisoning, and a crude one at that. You can smell the stuff on the fragments of the wine glass. Somebody banked on Kuchin being too drunk to notice the odor. I glanced at the suddenly sobered men gathered around the table. They were all my friends, all except one. And that one was a brutal, cold-blooded killer. Listen, Dawson, we know everybody here and where to find them. Let them all go for the time being. Let the murderer think he's getting away with it.
Well, I can't hold 26 people. All right, Jerry, I'll let him go.
Autopsy confirms what I suspected, gentlemen. Art Kuchin was poisoned by somebody who dropped a few crystals into his glass of wine.
Anybody could have done it. We were all visiting around the table.
We've got 26 suspects, Dawson, including you and me. And I'm not going to exclude anybody. The only way we'll ever crack this is by figuring out why Art was killed and then who did it.
Yes, gentlemen, this was Mr. Kuchin's apartment.
Not bad for a man who was supposed to be earning $65 a week.
Jerry, that wouldn't pay for the upkeep of this place.
Yeah, let's go. Well, it was the old story. Not every ex-con who goes straight stays that way. Art Kuchin got himself a respectable front. Behind it, he was doing what? We didn't know, but whatever it was, it ended up costing him his life. Dawson and I sat in his office at police headquarters, watched the reports coming in on the teletypewriter. Kuchin had been dead for 3 days. Every guest at the dinner party had been under constant observation ever since. And so far, none of them had tried to leave town.
Jerry, we're up against a killer with nerve. He's not making any break.
No, he isn't. I don't think he will. We can't conceal the fact that Kuchin was poisoned much longer. Once that leaks and official investigations start, everybody will clam up. We've got to lick this faster than ever.
Sure, but how?
I've got an idea. Art's death broke up the dinner party. We'll have another, with the same guests. And this time, I'll issue the invitations. The next evening, I sat at the head of the long table again and looked at the subdued faces ranged below me. Relax, folks. I'm sorry our last party broke up the way it did, and this is my way of squaring things.
Perhaps so, but I consider it bad taste to have set an empty place where the late Mr. Cushion was sitting.
My error, Mr. Cooley. I told the restaurant manager we were duplicating the whole party and neglected to say that there'd be one less in the group this time.
Well, all right. I'd like a drop of wine, if you're sure it won't be poisoned.
I beckoned to the restaurant manager. Fill up the wine glasses, Mr. Page. I'd had an idea that under identical conditions, I could get some kind of a clue to Cushion's murder. But as I watched the expressionless faces, I realized I'd been mistaken. None of those men would break. Cooley took a sip from his wine glass.
Little white wine is all I ever drink, but I enjoy it now and then.
I nodded absently, then suddenly grabbed Dawson's arm.
Dawson, we were all drinking white wine the other night, so turn. But Art Cushion had a red wine in his glass, remember?
Well, I don't remember, Jerry.
He did.
We can still check the residue on the fragments of glass in the lab. Careful now. Mr. Page, come here a moment. The restaurant owner strolled back to me. Mr. Page, I'd like some red wine.
Certainly, Mr. Browning. Nice burgundy, perhaps?
Yeah, that'll do fine. Out of the same bottle from which you filled Art Cushion's glass the other night. Page dropped the bottle he was holding and started to run for the door. Six men jumped him before he got halfway there. We searched the kitchen, then his office, and found the bottle of poisoned wine behind a wall cabinet. Page confessed after that. Art Cushion had been trying to force him into a protective association, an old racket. Page was ready to pay up when he learned that Cushion would be a guest at a dinner in his restaurant and decided to take care of him once and for all. Page got a stiff sentence. You can't take the law into your own hands. As for me, I don't let the boys give me any more testimonial dinners. Like I said, it's great to have friends. I enjoy their company. But I hate to keep wondering what's in the soup besides noodles.